came as a great victory of hope. Millions of Negro slaves who had been seared in the flames of withering injustice. It came as a joyous daybreak to end the long night of their captivity. But 100 years later, the Negro still is not free. 100 years later, the life of the Negro is still sadly crippled by the banishment of segregation and the chains of discrimination.
Self-evident that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But if a man doesn't have a job or an income, he has neither life nor liberty and the possibility for the pursuit of happiness. He merely exists. Estimated that we spend $322,000 for each enemy we kill in Vietnam, while we spend in the so-called war on poverty in America only about $53 for each person classified as poor. The promises of the Great Society have been shot down on the battlefield of Vietnam, making the poor, white and Negro, bear the heaviest burdens both at the front and at home.
The other thing I want you to understand is this, that it didn't cost the nation one penny to integrate lunch counters. It didn't cost the nation one penny to guarantee the right to vote. But now we are dealing with issues that cannot be solved without the nation spending billions of dollars and undergoing a radical redistribution of economic power.
Yes.
All labor has dignity.
Yes.
But you are doing another thing. You are reminding
not only Memphis, but you are reminding the nation that it is a crime for people to live in this rich nation and receive starvation wages. America's opportunity to help bridge the gulf between the haves and the have-nots. And the question is whether America will do it. There's nothing new about poverty. What is new is that we now have the techniques and the resources to get rid of poverty. And the real question is whether we have the will.
At the very same time that America refused to give the Negro any land, through an act of Congress, our government was giving away millions of acres of land in the West and the Midwest, which meant that it was willing to undergird its white peasants from Europe with an economic floor. But not only did they give the land, they built land-grant colleges with government money to teach them how to farm. Not only that, they provided county agents to further their expertise in farming. Not only that, they provided low interest rates in order that they could mechanize their farms. Not only that, today many of these people are receiving millions of dollars in federal subsidies not to farm, and they are the very people telling the black man that he ought to lift himself by his own bootstraps.
God bless you tonight. It's the divine word of God, divine word of God tonight. God bless you. I've been doing some investigation, and I called down to Baton Rouge and found out some stuff. Now in Monroe, they got some police running the railroad track. Police are setting black people up. All that kind of stuff going on. Right down in Monroe, I'm going to talk to the FBI about this one police taking money under the table, setting young black men up with all kind of phony charges. Right there in Monroe, we had the police here to arrest about 50 guys who were dope on them. If they wouldn't sell the dope, they'd put them in jail. But the FBI came in and locked that police up right now. And some of the people went to prison. They got out of prison. So trumped up charges. And this is a black brother doing it to another brother, okay? Now, if they got you for some reefer or they got you for cocaine, that's what you put on the paper. You don't put down all that other stuff. That means the city of Monroe is crooked, the mayor, and all them people down there is crooked, so we got to go to the FBI. If don't, we'll go to the Justice Department all the way to the top. But we're not going to have it in Mississippi and Arkansas. We just got over the Ku Klux Klan. Now we got black doing the same thing that white folks been doing to black folks. And we're going to turn that out. Just one of the things I'll say. I'll talk to Mr. Fight about people taking land, taking black people land down in Mississippi and Louisiana and Alabama. Take your land and put a fence on it and get the timber off of it. And then what they'll do, they'll go to the doctor and say, well, she got dementia or he got dementia, and take the land. Okay, this is some of the crooked stuff that's going on today. But I want to stay focused 2023. Now, one of the things I'm saying in 2023, we are soldiers in the Army. I'm going to have Mr. White to come on. I don't know where he at. He's going to be on tonight. Brother White coming on. And he's going to give you some scriptures and tell you some things that's going on. And as I get down to Monroe, go to Baton Rouge, Eric's got to go to Washington to the Justice Department. He's going to call the Justice Department. If the law enforcement is not killing brothers and setting up and sending them to prison, somebody got to speak up. You know, somebody got to say, you are locking young black men up on trumped up charges. Okay. Now, I was told that this policeman go down to the P-Farm and see people. Once the policeman locked you up, that's it for him. To the judge, do you meet the judge? So we know something crooked going on. Okay, so we're going to ask for an investigation from the Justice Department. Get all the way to the top and go all the way to the bottom. I wish I had somebody know what I'm talking about. Think black people are dumb and don't know. Okay, you got white folks selling dope and bringing truckloads of dope in from across the border. Okay? Guy just got killed over there right now. That was shot and killed the man. Killed one of the agents. They're bringing dope, cocaine in from Mexico. Okay, now you know, see what I'm saying? They won't deal with the real issue, and you got to deal with the real issue. Stop the killing, save the baby. God Almighty, God bless you tonight. I'm praying for you and you tonight. I'm getting ready for something good to happen. And I want a brother White was telling me earlier today, we talked, how people trying to take his property. Okay. Telling them last night how the young lady that they had took her property and then wrote that she had dementia. See, all kind of cook going in. When they catch the young brother with a joint, a couple of reefers, they trumped up charges and sent him to penitentiary. Now, when you get out of going to penitentiary, you get a police some big money. Give him $10,000 to $20,000, he'll turn it in. That's illegal. And if he got that many drugs, where is that? Show me the drugs, okay? So we know it's a trumped up charges that's going on in the city of Monroe. I don't know about Sweetport, but I talked to a guy in Baton Rouge today. He said, Bishop, get on it. Call the FBI. If they don't do nothing, call the Justice Department. I'm ready to go all the way to the top and bring this stuff all the way down. There's lots of men in prison right now in Monroe, and they're going to prison with trumped up charges. Okay? So what I'm saying, if you got rogue, crooked police, they rogue police. They'll kill you, they'll murder you, steal from you, and they'll jump up the charges. And that's what's going on. So we got to deal with the rogue that's going on within our thing. I want to thank you, Sister Pearl, for your seed. Your seed came in. God bless you for your seed. And all them that seed into the house of prayer, all them seed into the seed of Abraham, seed into the Dr. King movement. We own every night from 9 to 10. On Monday, Dr. King movement. On Tuesday, Call Over the Ancestors. And on Thursday, Divine Word. Okay. And we want to tell you that you can get it. You need to call me. Call area code 318. I'm going to get the number to call. Well, you might call this number for 708-582-0372. Call that number. And when you call that number, you'll get me. You got a lot of crooked stuff going on. And there's a lot of murdering going on. A lot of hate going on, okay? Now we need reparations. If you had the money, you could set up your beauty shop, your car shop, your office, because the money is promised to us, but we ain't getting the money. They send the money to the Ukraine and everywhere else. I just want to say that tonight. Get ready. And I'm gonna pray a little bit of him. Take. And Deborah Marshall, I'm praying for you. Sherry in Sweetport, I'm praying for you. And Brother George down in Birmingham, Alabama, I'm praying for you. And the people in New York, where they got a big snowstorm. But I had prophesied that would be snowstorms back to back. I prophesied that would be earthquake. And they had an earthquake down in Texas and some part. And that's the kind of stuff that's happening. Okay? So what I'm telling you, we have a hurricane back to back. Right there in Florida. I had prophesied it last month. You know, told you, said, get ready. In the Midwest, we're going to have snow blizzards like we've never seen before. It's already started in New York. The lady called me from New York and said, Bishop, we're getting foot of snow, not inches. We're getting foot of snow. So we got a lot of snow going on, okay? So you get ready for a breakthrough. Get ready for God to do something special for you. get ready for a door of God Almighty to open up for you and let that door be a blessing for you, okay? Yeah, you need a blessing. You need a divine blessing from God. God to touch you quick, fast, and somebody to bless you. I need it in a hurry. I need it in a hurry.
I want to take some time out talk about revival.
See, there's a lot of violence going on in America, but we got to be able to deal with the violence and see why it's happening to black on black, why we're not together. And we have to deal with love, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, who ever believed in him from our parents, but have everlasting life. You know, when I was a young black boy, you got 90% of black boys in jail. You got black policemen will watch a white policeman shoot and kill, and they don't say nothing. Okay, and we got black policemen will set you up and trump up charges and send you to penitentiary that we dealing with blacks getting in power. So we got to deal with what's going on in that way. All this way, I want to thank Sister Marion. She read that scripture, and that scripture was a good scripture she read.
Dr. Martin, in the spirit of all I would have, so I share a shame. Simply, you can look at my website, thusamanfulsite.com. You can call me, come tomorrow. I want to start the Poor People Campaign. Been on my spirit to start the Poor People Campaign. You can call me.
Now, what I'm saying about the Poor People Campaign, people that hard because the rich get rich and the poor get poor. Well, we got to get something to help all the people. So when I say the Poor People Campaign, I'm talking about people that ain't got nothing, people that work every day and ain't got nothing. So we've got to go back to the Poor People Campaign to get something done, okay? So it's important for us to go and try to get some doors open up for people of color. You know what I'm saying? It's important to do that. It's important to go and try to open up some doors for our people that need some doors open up. You know what I'm saying? So we need to know that we need people to open up some doors, and we need to walk together. I'm calling for a boycott for Christmas. Some of you want to spend your money. Why? We're talking about reparation, and we're talking about people coming together and be soldiers in the army.
I want to take some time to talk about, let's stop the chicken. I want to pray this morning.
See, that's something I did on the killing that was going on and was going on all across the country. And sometimes you got to let go and ask God to give you an understanding of what's happening across the length, breadth of this nation. And a lot's going on. We got to be able to take charge of it and move quick, fast, and somebody's a bishop in a hurry. So get ready for a door to open up. Get ready for a blessing to come to you. And get ready for a door that worked for you, and that door will work for you, and it'll work quick, fast, and in a hurry. So if it's going to work for you in a hurry, you need to hurry up and get some help where you can get something to work out for you on your job, with your family, because right now, everybody taking money, the police taking money, everybody, you know. Right in Chicago, we had about 100 guys go to jail because of crooked cops. Black crooked cops, Spanish crooked cops, they crooked. They was taking money from people. And they was going to jail. You know what I'm saying? And they was, if you didn't help them.
Nonviolence seeks to redeem the spiritual and moral lag that I spoke of earlier as the chief dilemma of modern man. Seeks to secure moral end through moral means. Nonviolence is a powerful and just weapon. Indeed, it is a weapon unique in history, which cuts without wounding and ennobles a man's will. I believe in this method because I think it is the only way to reestablish a broken community. It is a method which seeks to implement the just law by appealing to the conscience of a great decent majority. Through blindness, fear, pride, and irrationality have allowed their consciences to sleep. The nonviolent resistors can summarize our message in the following simple terms. We will take direct action against injustice. Despite the failure of governmental and other official agencies to act first, we will not obey unjust laws or submit to unjust practices. We will do this peacefully, openly, cheerfully, because our aim is to persuade. We adopt the means of nonviolence because our end is community at peace with itself. We will try to persuade with our words. But if our words fail...
That was Dr. Martin Luther King was saying that we must always stand together. We got some crooked cops, rogue cops, and they black. I want to tell you, in Chicago, in Robert Taylor home, right on State Street, this man arrested over 200 black boys, put dope on them, carried them to jail. If you didn't work for him, he sent his penitentiary. We had to call the FBI in to investigate this cop. So we got crooked cops, Mr. White, down in Monroe, Louisiana, putting boys in jail and trump up charges. They get a little pack of reefer, say they got cocaine, they got all that. Crooked cops. And the mayor, when I call the FBI next week, we're going to find out if we got to go all the way to the Justice Department to straighten this mess out. Because it's a shame the young black boys, white boys, sell truckloads of dope and don't none of them go to jail. They catch a black man with a little reefer, they're going to put him under the penitentiary. And say, and look how much they're doing over in Russia. You know, black on black crime, what's happening over in Premier? With black-white folks shooting white folks over there, bombing, and biting, sending all kind of money. That's white folks, that's white crime on white crime. They have a black on black crime, all of that. Okay? Now, I got Mr. White on tonight, and I want to tell, I got some scripture before I bring Mr. White. This is for you, Deborah. Exodus 23:20, and Exodus 14:14, let God fight your battle. And you know who I'm talking about, Roshanda. Let God fight your battle. But I'm going to tell you, God's going to open up the door for you. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to bring Brother White. Brother White got really something to say about what's going on. They're taking land from people. They're taking property. They're taking land and putting fence on it. See it there. If you don't go to the Justice Department, sometimes the police department is crooked in that town. Sometimes you got to go all the way to Washington, D.C., you know, just hold your property. They used to take it, but now they're taking it a different way, okay? Up here, they've been taking people's houses, okay? It's so much going on, but stay focused. Let me see if Brother White on. Okay, let me see. Brother White,
I'm here, Bishop.
Well, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm here. Okay. Yeah, well, I just want to tell the people what they're trying to do me and my family down here.
Them,
but
they got before you get started, they got a brother in Monroe in jail now. Got all kind of charges on him. Jacked the charges up on him. A black man doing it and come and go. You know, when you get locked up in jail, the police lock you up. He don't supposed to mess with you. You supposed to see the judge. This cop is going down there begging. Give me somebody, I'll let you out. That's criminal. He's a rogue cop. And I'm gonna carry it all the way yep. to Washington D.C. Go ahead on, Mr. White.
Well, it's some of the same kind of stuff going on down here too. Like today, I've been trying. I went down to my land and I found out that they had put on 4 acres. They had put a fence to keep you from getting into it. You got like does Commercial Street take you to Magnolia Street, and Magnolia Street takes you to. Take you right. Well, actually, the property come out to Magnolia Street. They done put a fence up at Magnolia Street on Commerce Street to keep you from turning in on Magnolia Street. Although, Bishop, I'm not worried because I know that I'm in the Lord, and I know that the Lord, I got deeds to my land, to this land, and I know the boundaries of the land, and it's been surveyed. So, but the people, the ones who are trying to take it, they don't really know that that's all that's been done. And then on another 29 acres of land, they got put up a gate and got two locks on the gate. And it ain't even their property. And on this property, too, I got deeds and everything. I'm not worried about it. It's been surveyed. It's 29 acres. Been surveyed, been marked off. But they think that people don't have the proper papers for the land. So they think that they can just go ahead and just put two locks on my land. I don't know who, I really don't know, I got an idea who did it, but the two locks, I don't have no idea who one of the locks here. But don't worry, folks, because I got deeds to the land. The land been surveyed. We just were trying to let people know that you're going to have to be up on your land and be visual about your land and stay with it, because these people are trying to do all kinds of things down here in the South and to black folks. And if you ain't up on what you're doing, they're going to take your land. But like Bishop say, you got to get the FBI, go to the county. And down here, I don't know if they have anything to do with what I'm getting ready to say or not, but they have tried to make me dementia. A man named McMillan, the chief of police, on April the 10th of 21, they came to my house, took my gun. I got a 44 Ruger gun. They don't even make that gun anymore. They come to my house, took my gun, said that I had assaulted some man, what I had done, a man came to my house, and I don't know what he was trying to do, but then I got my gun and ran him away from him. I guess he went to the police and told the police that I pulled a gun on him and I had done something out in public, but I had not done anything. And they came to my house, took my gun, and I did not give my gun back until May. They took it in April, on April the 10th. I got my gun back May. That was 21 when they took it. I got it back May 22. May 22 on the 4th. I think it was the 14th. But right now, what I'm doing is I got a suit in against them. And then the same town in Fair where I am, they got a sewer spewing raw sewage on my land since March the 23rd, and it's going on right today. So it's a whole lot of things that are going on against black people. But I want you to know that if the weird invention, like I said, I'm going to get it out to the people, but it's just been so many things going on down here that I've been on a daily basis. I've just been really, really busy trying to take care of situations that's going on in my life, and then people, you know, just taking up my time, really, doing things that are not right. So all I say to you is to stay firm in God, and remember this, that the tribulation is coming. Things are going to get worse. So God has given to me the weird adventure to give to the people to bring you closer to Him. What he wants to do is he wants you to come to him, turn your life over to him. he's not going to be a robot owner. What he's going to do is that when you turn your life over to him through the Weird Adventure, he's going to let you know. He's going to give your life back to you and say, "No, I got your back. Everything that happened to you, I'm going to bring it to your. I'm going to come to you and let you know that you should trust me with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding."
Brother White.
I'm going to give.
White.
Yes, sir.
Well, I got one lady got her hand up. She's from Louisiana. She's having problems with her son. I'm going to have her to say something, and we're going to chip in.
Go
on
ahead.
That. Okay.
Go ahead.
3711, you on. 3711, you on.
What time did he say? He said 37, yes.
Go ahead on. Thirty-seven eleven. Your hand up. Anything you
want to
say?
Oh yes, Bishop. How you doing this tonight?
Go ahead on.
Okay. Well, I was just saying I got a complaint. I want to make a complaint against the Monroe City Heat Team. They came and they took my daughter to jail, saying that she was, you know, allowing people to sell drugs out of her yard, and they just took her to jail for nothing. So they arrested my son Monday and went into his house. They went, got him from work. He bumped his head against the window in his car and told him, my son was trying to ask them why was they taking him. And he told the police officer, AJ told him, shut up, your bitch ass. And so, you know, I was saying, and today he went down and visited my son and he told them to bring him out to cell, and they took him to the interrogation room, and he was questioning him, asking him what my son was. Said if he give up my other son, that he would drop the charges. And I just want, you know, him to stop picking. You know, he picking on all our black men down here. All the black men are getting charged the same things here in Monroe, and it has to come to a, you know, an end. If we don't get up and do what we got to do for our black people, he gonna railroad all our black kids in jail, and you know they's not gonna be able to get out because he told my son if he make bond, he gonna make sure that feds pick him up. But I'm not claiming that. I'm gonna keep praying and trusting and believing in God that everything work out okay.
Well, I want you to pray, and me and Ms. White gonna pray for you. But we're gonna call the FBI tomorrow and the Justice Department and see why police can come in. When the police get and lock you up, he's done with you till you go to court. He don't supposed to be able to come back into the jail cell and see you. Is that right, Mr. White?
Yes, sir. And look, what's that lady's name, Bishop?
67.
Make sure you get her name. And is that in Monroe, Louisiana?
Yes, in Monroe. I'm going
yes,
to give
sir.
You her name.
Well, we're gonna pray for you. We're gonna pray for you, ma'am, and you're gonna get an answer because God answered our prayer.
No, yes,
and
sir.
We know exactly what you're talking about. We know that these cops are crooked, and really, let me tell you something. Tomorrow, do you have internet?
Yes, sir.
Okay, look, I want you to take my number down, and I want you to call me. Don't call me in the morning. Call me tomorrow evening because I gotta go have my to the eye doctor in the morning. But my number is 773. Okay.
So his number is 773-519. Go ahead, bitch. 519-1866.
Yes, ma'am.
Give it to her, brother White.
773-519.
1-866-66. And okay, yes. What I'm gonna do is you hang in there until you get me now. Look, because see, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna email you the Weird Adventure, and when I ain't got nothing to write with right this minute, but I want you to call me because I'll pray with you on the line too. But then I want to get something going in Monroe with you, so that we can deal with that cop. I guarantee you're going to get some answers.
Yes, because they came and put my took my daughter to jail for nothing, and saying that she was gonna lose her house and, you know, different stuff like that. But I say, why would they take her to jail and she was at work? And why would they saying that they gonna make her lose her house? You know, that was crazy.
Well, that's a woman.
Tell her to write it down, put it down, the date she went to jail and what else cop said, write it down. See, somebody is responsible in Monroe for what's going on, and we got to go all the way to Washington or to the FBI there in Sweetport or in New Orleans, because something ain't right. They're taking money from setting people up.
Well, we're going to show you how to deal with it, though. We're gonna let God deal with it. And look, this is how you know you're gonna get some evidence. See, when we do what we're gonna do, you might have some anxiety about yourself right now, but when we finish with you, you're gonna have peace, and I guarantee you, you're gonna get some evidence.
Yes, sir.
Because God, I'm a messenger of God, and God has given me. He has given me a scripture and a strategy for you, for not just for now, but for tribulation. So I know you're going to get an answer from what we're going to give you, and it ain't going to cost you a dime. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right, then. I want you to comment. I'm hired.
Okay, I am. Yes, sir.
Okay, Brother White, go ahead on with your word. Brother White going to give some divine words tonight. And this is what we're talking about. We're talking about reparation. This is what I come up with, but what black folks need to save their money without running on Christmas, spending all their money. They need to ask for reparation. So much equipment is going on, not only in Mississippi, not only in Louisiana, Arkansas. They're locking black folks up. We just voted. What we voted for, we ain't no proof. What we voted for, we not get reparation. Hard to get a job. The police officers don't tell people you can fire from the job. That's a road call. And all the kids.
I couldn't do it before we came home.
And they get by with
it. But I had got on the
So it's important for us to get together and do something special. Turn that stuff around. That's what we got to do. Now, I'm bringing you Brother White. Brother White, the night is divine word. And the divine word is that it's time for you to step up, for people to step up, like Dr. King said, and be able to deal at the top. We just voted. Look what's going on.
And I had a guy called me
in Minnesota. They locked him up and had the wrong guy. They locked him up because the car looked like the other boy's car. All that crazy stuff. People in Minnesota killed George Floyd and then choked him to death. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
By us standing together as black people.
Right.
Like, I'm no brown people. See, y'all, everybody, I don't care about the brown folks. I'm talking about the black folks.
And see,
what's wrong with us,
go ahead.
White? We always want to chip somebody else in. White folks take care of white folks. Indian take care of Indian. Chinese take care of Chinese, and Mexican take care of Mexican. I don't see no Mexican mean the black. Mexican want for black. Black want to chip everybody in. I'm talking about what's good for our black children, what's good for our black women, what's good for our black men. Okay, Brother White, you got it.
And what I want to say too is that you got it exactly right. You got these black policemen that's working with these people, man. They're doing all this low down stuff to these black kids. But what I want people to understand is this. Listen to what I'm getting ready to quote. Proverbs 2:1 says, "My son, if thou wilt receive my word and hide my commandments with thee," write these scriptures down until you get them I'm gonna send you the things on they're already on paper so you can look at it and read it. He said, "Now that's the old that's in Old Testament setting, but I want you to listen to me good. God is asking you, he said, my son, calling you a son, he said, if thou will receive my word and hide my commandments with thee. When I ask God, I say, now your word says, trust in you with all my heart and need not to my own understanding. What scriptures do I need to say to believe you? And first I want to tell you all, believing is defined in John chapter 4, chapter 17, verse 20. Jesus said, verily I said, now the prayer for these alone, but for all of those who believe on me with their words. So you got to speak the stuff that I'm telling you now. Now, when I ask him what scriptures do I need in order to do what he has tell me to do in Proverbs 2:1, he gave me Jesus in the New Testament, John 14:26. Comforter, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father did send in Jesus' name, he is teaching me all things and bringing all things to my remembrance. To do the commandment thing, I thought he was talking about the Old Testament law, which it is, but the new law says in John 13:34, one chapter down, Jesus said, a new commandment I leave with you, that you love one another as I love you. Then the confirmation for John 13:34 is Romans 13:10. All New Testament scriptures to do what he asks you to do in Proverbs 2:1. Love working no ill toward his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. Now, look, let's get to here comes the real deal. And I don't think people really be hearing me when I tell them the real deal. The answer to that, see, he's giving you he's requesting that you receive him and hide his commandments with you. Then he gives you how to do that. Then he tells you in Proverbs 2:2, he says, so that you, me, Bishop, all of us, will incline our ear to hear him and apply our heart to understand him. What he's going to do is he's going to make you hear him, and then he's going to make you speak what he says. When you speak the word of God, whatever scripture you're speaking, it comes to real life in you. It comes to full fruition in you when you speak it. Now, that's the word invention. That's a surety of your faith. Now, he gave me Luke 6:38 for the lady that's talking about a daughter and a son was locked up. This is where it comes. It says, so give, and it shall be given unto him, of me. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give to our bosom. For with the same measure we meet with all, it's going to be measured back to me again. See, what's going to happen is that we're going to decree that this policeman who's doing what he's doing wrong, that he, see, we're not going to be personal and say, well, Lord, take care of him and do this and do that and do that. God don't want to hear it that way. He want to hear it through his word. We're going to say, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we decree Luke 6:38 over this policeman. Your word says, don't be personal with it, but let you have everything, trust in you with all our heart. You are the one that says give, and it shall be given unto us. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, run it over, shall man give our bosom. For with the same measure we meet with all, it shall be measured back to me and us again. Now, we are saying that, Father. So we're turning turning our lives over to you. So we decree this on the policeman. And that's your judgment is going to be come down on him. And it's going to be coming down right away because we're going to speak that it happens right now. Because he ain't no tomorrow God. He's a right now God. So when we decree it, you're going to get some peace. That's why I want you to call me so we can pray. You're going to get some peace, and you're going to know that God's going to deal with this policeman. And then I want you to spread the word so that we can come together a week from now and 13 or 14 of us pray. It don't take no, it only takes one. But the more we have, the better it's going to be. So amen. That's what I want you all to, that's what I want you to do. And I want you to do that, come up in your life. If you don't know the scripture that you come to, when you come to Black Talk Radio, just come and let us know what your problem is. And we'll tell you scripture, a good scripture that covers a lot of things like counsel and stuff like that is Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, where it says, for the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing partition of soul and spirit, of joint and marrow, and is a discerner that controls your heart, a discerner that controls your mouth. It's a discerner of thought and intent of your heart. In other words, Hebrews 4:12 controls your thought. Whatever what you're doing is you're turning God on, turning your thought over to him, and then see the thought comes before the words come out of your mouth. So everything that comes out of your heart, out of your mouth, proceeded in your heart, and that's how you turn everything over to Jesus that you're gonna think, and he'll control your thoughts. And when you speak those things, when you speak what God is telling you to speak, he ain't telling you to speak for it not to happen. He's telling you to speak so you make sure it's going to happen. And if you're speaking with invention, he's going to make sure that it happens. He's going to make sure that you don't even doubt. Because if you doubt, you do with doubt. Doubt is speaking something in between what the word says and opposite of the word. You know if you speak opposite of the word, you ain't going to get nothing. You're going to do without. But a lot of people don't realize that when they start saying, well, this might not happen. If you say that, it ain't going to happen. It's the same thing as saying that it won't happen. So that's what we got to do. We got to get the word invention every day. Once you get that word invention every day, then I can explain to you what you're doing. I said, Bishop been telling you about your ancestors. And that's one of the first things that God wants you to realize, that you were in him along before the foundation of earth.
That's right.
Now, you were in your ancestors before the foundation. God wants you to understand that when Jesus is the first begotten. Now, we are somewhere down along the line. Just as you are your ancestors, you are equal with Jesus today. See, the scripture, 2 Corinthians tells you, 2 Corinthians 4th chapter, the 7th verse, it says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. What the people don't understand is that in the earthen vessel that he's talking about is your heart. What God has put in your heart, he has taken the old stony heart out of your heart, out of the vessel, your body, and he put a new heart in there. That's the Holy of Holies. Then he enjoined you in spirit, not in flesh, but in spirit. And he put his spirit in you, the combination of you and him in his spirit, and that is called our wisdom, and wisdom for him. Then he puts Jesus in your heart. Now, what the people don't realize is this. First Corinthians chapter 2, verse 12 says, who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Now, he's talking about the soul man that has the mind of Christ. Now, see, he told you in 4:7 that you got the treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of him and not of you. But he didn't tell you really that he puts the soul man in charge of the heart, because he says those that communicate with God must communicate with him and in truth. In truth is the word of God. Sanctify them in thy truth. Thy word is truth. Now, the other situation, when you speak the word of God, you're speaking it to the I wisdom man. That's the man that tells you, you know you got him in you, because he tells you if you're doing wrong. While you do it, and after you do it. So you know you got the inner man in you. So when the soul man speaks, he's speaking to the inner man, and the inner man is in the Holy of Holies with God. But it goes through the Holy Spirit and then God. Then God speaks and comes back to the Holy Spirit to the I wisdom man, and the I wisdom man speaks to the soul man, and then the soul man gets peace. Yeah, that's where you know that God has heard what you're saying. So now, if he put the soul man in charge of what you're saying of your heart, all you got to do is speak, because it's the soul man that you're speaking to the soul man, and the soul man is speaking spirit, which is a substitute for Jesus. So if whatever you speak, you can decree a scripture. See, the scripture is God. Because Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10, it says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. All the scriptures in the Bible are the knowledge of the holy. All the scriptures in the Bible equal to God. That's all what they say is wisdom. The word silently, the scripture silently is the word of God. When you speak them, you're speaking wisdom. In Proverbs 4:1, he says, hear ye children the instructions of your father and attend to no understanding. Attend to no understanding for your problem. When you speak understanding for your problem, that's the scripture that you're speaking for your problem, you're going to get peace. So when you speak the scripture, the inner man, our wisdom man, is the one that hears, passes it on to the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit passes on to God. The inner man is the Son of God. God says in chapter 7 of Matthew, I think it's 7 and 11, he says, if we being evil know how to give good gifts to our children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give good gifts to those that come to him and ask? Forget about yourself. When you speak, you're speaking that inner man. That's God's Son. If you speak the word of God, that's what the word of God is what God has given the soul man to speak to the inner man so that the inner man will pass it on to Jesus, the substitute of Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit passes it on to God. Now, the Holy Spirit, the inner man, the inner man, all of them are in the Holy of Holies. So they're right there together. And God say his word will not return to him void. So he is giving you him, to him, through his son. And his son speaks to him. And you ain't going to, listen to me, you cannot miss it. Listen to me, if what I'm telling you don't work, you got a right to come back on here on Block Talk Radio and say, just blast me away from here. I want you to do it. If what I'm saying to you ain't right, Bishop, if what I'm saying to him ain't right, I want him to come back and tell me. I'm serious. I'm not playing with this. Because once we get a slew of people talking what I'm talking here, man, you're going to see some stuff. You're going to see some stuff changing overnight. I'm telling you now. I'm serious.
Brother White, the Bible says the wages of sin is death, gift of God, eternal life. Some of these people doing evil, the spirit going to kill them. They going to die with lying and messing with God's children. You know, they curse their family, okay? Because when I call up and when I say for the ancestors, Honey, Sister Lena May going to come and some more going to come, Andrew going to come. When I start calling them spirits, they coming. And they could come to destroy anybody messing with their family. See, this is what they teach in church. What we talking about, they don't teach this.
And look, let me just say this, Bishop. Okay, at the end, I'm going to quote the scripture, but I want to quote it so people can hear it and sequence. That scripture says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We're troubled on every side, but not in distress, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, cast down, but not destroyed, always bearing in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus might be made modified in our body. Then the last part of that says, the next scripture says, we who live are always delivered unto death. It didn't say die. It said you're delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus might be made manifest in your mortal body. God wants us to understand that when we have tribulation, we don't have no other way. Like this lady with locking up her son and locking up her daughter. She ain't got none. There ain't nothing else she can do but come to God. That's all she can do. But when she come to God, she going to get peace. And that's to let you know that God
move quick, fast, and in a hurry.
He sure is. He most certainly is. He going to, man, when we finish with us, hey, look, She gonna know.
Because the Bible said, "Fret not thyself, for evil doers shall soon be cut down."
Hello, that's exactly what it said, brother. You bringing it all?
Yes,
bro, you
cut them
all
down like cut them down like midgets.
We ain't got to ask them to cut them down.
They got to get a chair to get on the toilet. They cut them down.
All we gotta do is say, "Father, we living. We are speaking Luke 6:38." So that means that we are living it. You hear us speaking. We're humbling ourselves to you now. We don't know nothing else to do but come to you. We're dependent on you. And he say, trust in him with all your heart. And see, he can't deny you because he say, ask, we shall receive, seek, we shall find, knock, and the door will be open. Everyone that asks, receive it. Them that knock, the door is open. And those that seek it, they shall find. So he gonna deal with that. He gonna deal with that rotten man, and ain't no telling what he might do to him. But he gonna deal with him, cause we're
right.
Crying out to him. Yeah, he gonna deal with him now. I guarantee you gonna deal with him. This man,
right.
and she gonna get some results, and I promise her that. That's why I told her to call me, cause I want her to know that, you know, that we ain't just fooling, talking, running off at the mouth. And I'm going to tell you another thing, too. Ain't nobody, I guarantee you, you ain't going to have nobody come on the line refuting us. They ain't.
It's true.
No, they ain't going to refute you now.
This is the word of God. You can't.
I damn to come on and refute. I really do. So I guarantee you we're going to, I'll put it back on them.
This is the word of God.
Watch and see. Sooner or later, they're going to be trying to get us off the line. You watch and see what I tell you now.
Yeah.
But they can't do it because this is God's. See, this is God's will. He said, "My son, if thou will receive my word and hide my commandment with thee." I said, "Yes, Father. I'm going to receive your word and hide your commandment with me." How do I do it? And man, when he gave me them scriptures, John 14:26. You cannot find a better scripture that receives his word, because he said not only will John 14:26 teach you, he gonna bring it back to remember to prove to you that you got it. Commandment, Jesus, that's a New Testament commandment. That ain't no Old Testament. But if you go to Romans 13:10, the confirmation of it, and read it, you'll find that the whole Ten Commandments is included in Romans 13:10. It's all in there. The love, it says love covers the whole thing. So all we got to do is speak that. And see, the thing about that is that people speak with invention. They don't realize that they ain't even got to wait. The second that you speak the with invention, God got you covered from that point on. Even though you don't know things that is covered, he has covered you. The police can't shoot you down. And the stuff that's going on with her, if she's been having her children, speak that with them. Them folk can't do nothing to her. We got power. We got power in us over all these low-down, rotten, dirty people that's doing things to people that they shouldn't be doing.
Some demons.
They'll shoot you down. So, you know, that's why I want everybody to hear us. They need to start speaking up with invention. And see, once we get a whole slew of people speaking it, it's gonna be so obvious that folks gonna be talking about it, the whole nation gonna get a handle on it. And we need to get it in the school. You know, get it in the school and make the government pay for it.
That's right, and
the scripture behind that is go read it for the seed of Abraham, and listen to this. Proverbs 17:8. It says a gift, and there ain't no way you can not misunderstand the word invention is a gift. It says a gift is as a precious stone to him that keeps his eyes on it. Whithersoever it turneth, it's gonna prosper. It's gonna prosper the people, the lady that will give the thing. It's gonna prosper her, and then the assurance that it's gonna work is Proverbs 16:3, which says, "Commit thy word to the Lord." And when we commit what we're gonna say is the Lord, we commit it to Him. He's saying the Lord shall develop your thoughts. You're gonna find out that God can control your thoughts if you let Him. And the Social Security Administration, I got some people down here in Nashville, Mississippi, Social Security people. I don't know. It's just a bunch of racist folks in that office. And they've been trying to take my money. But now I've been speaking that word and visiting on them and Luke 6:30 on them. And I got a letter telling me that I'm going to get all my money. Sure did.
Right.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. You gotta put God in the mix. You can't do it on your own.
That's right.
Use His word. You have to do it, but you gotta use His word to do it. You gotta tell Him what you want. He has given you charge over your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Not to
right.
beg Him, but to confess to Him what you want. Tell Him what you want. But use His word to tell Him. And he's obligated to answer His word. Because He said, if you ask anything according to my will, which is His word, He hear you. And if you know that He hear you, you know you got the petition that you desire Him.
Praise
so,
God.
That's
God
what we want to do, Bishop.
To deliver all that we need at this time. The divine word is God. And
Amen.
He is the way to sin is death, the gift of God. And when I call up on
Amen.
Ancestors, I say, some things yeah. gonna happen, and I ain't apologizing for what God do. Cause if
Thanks.
God make them die in the graveyard, make them have accidents, because they've been did so much evil, God gonna get them. I say.
Yeah,
he's
gonna get them.
Yeah. To
and,
all
and
you
look,
got,
I want,
proud.
Right,
proud.
Right.
God
and I want to say,
God gonna shut them. I don't care how high they is, how much money they got. When God gets ready,
gonna
shut them down.
He's going to shut them down. And I want to tell the people this, too. You can stop.
No, to do my prophet no harm. And don't mess
hey,
with
man.
The children
hey,
of God.
Hello. Whoa. Look, God got me in His hands, so I ain't worried about them. They can do it. They can say whatever they want to say about me, do whatever they want to do about me. Ain't nothing they can do. But I guarantee you, they ain't going to mess with me. They ain't going to mess with me because I know God got me in His hands. And God is... Let me tell the people this, too. If you want to shut Satan up in your mind, that's Hebrews 9:14. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal spirit offer himself without spot to God, purge now. I ain't telling you ask the demons to leave. Purge your conscience. That's the consciousness of your flesh and the consciousness of your soul. From dead works to serve the living God. Speak that scripture and sit on them demons. Shut up.
Amen.
That's how you pull them,
thank you
pull
for
them out of you.
That thing, Brother White.
Thank you. I'm glad anytime, Bishop, people to realize, man,
well,
I want a million folks to hear what I just want.
Well,
a
when you come
folks
to Chicago, we're going to do that rally.
I'm,
then we're going to come down to Louisiana and Mississippi, and we're going to carry this program because ain't nobody right now doing nothing for people. Everybody wants
no,
to
they're not.
You got blacks killing blacks. Church folks don't say nothing. They go there. They have anniversary for the preacher. They have revivals, and the revival don't revive nobody but the church. They're getting the money.
But
the people are suffering right in the
And ain't nobody getting the people ain't getting no help.
That's right.
Instead of putting
right,
coughing up the money, giving it to these preachers. And I'm not down on the preachers. I'm not preaching against them. But the truth is, the truth is the truth.
And look, I don't care how it falls, these preachers want a Cadillac, a Rolls Royce, two or three homes, and four or five different women, and different babies sitting
yep.
up there in that church. And they all
yep.
going to hell. I'm going to leave this
yes,
alone.
Yes, they are, Bishop. They sure are.
Glory.
Yeah, they going.
Yeah.
And I understand. See, I understand the reason why they ain't doing as good, what you just said. See, they fornicating, committing adultery, and all this kind of stuff. So you cannot say the thing. It just ain't gonna come out of you, the thing that we're saying to people. See, God finding some.
But tomorrow night, we're gonna talk about the $1 trillion flow. So you get ready, Brother White, and get your stuff.
All
right. We're going to talk about the $1 trillion flow, how people can get rich. You ain't got to be no millionaire. But if you go by the will of invention, you can be a rich woman or a rich man if you obey the will of God. The richest man in the world was Master Musa. Brother White, I want you to take this down. I want you to Google Master Musa. That's MasterMusan. He was the richest black man in the world.
Okay. I'll do it.
He was the richest man in the world, and he obeyed God. So I'm on with the tomorrow. We're gonna talk about being rich. First, you gotta be rich in health. Then, when you get rich in health, your mind gonna be rich. Your body gonna be rich.
What are them two scriptures?
All silver, all gold belong to God. Lord,
what are them two scriptures?
You ain't got to do nothing crooked to get it. You just need to know the will of invention.
Proverbs chapter 17 and verse 8, and Proverbs 16 and 3. One is for money, and the other one, well both are, one, your works to the Lord, and he will develop your thoughts. That's for healing and everything. Proverbs 17 and 8, he says the word invention is a gift. If you keep your eyes on it, it's going to prosper you. It's prospering me. I'm not.